You know, the when you watch this morning, sometimes you can observe the little children and you say, well, does it have any impact? Does anything really happen? I think I was 15 years old and a man gave me a scripture. Now, like there's many of you here today, I didn't grow up in this environment. And the moment he shared it with me, I have remembered it ever since. I was 15. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Proverbs chapter 3. I found that out later. Proverbs chapter 3. And I found the book of Proverbs. I got a Bible. I really feel in my life something happened that day. And that man is long since passed on to be in glory. But he shared that scripture with me. And you don't know this morning. You don't know the effect, nor the impact, nor the destiny that's created. There's three realms here. There's an impact in their life. In other words, it's in front of you. Family, it's in front of the body of Christ, and it's in front of all of us. And the impact of it is that I was allowed to be here and to stand here before you and to be part of this. The destiny part is very interesting. God comes for his word. You give it time, you give it a season, you let it just take its own course. I feel that's what happened in my life. Destiny then works itself through. So I don't take anything like that there lightly. I feel that's very important. And Pastor laying his hand on each child, let God have his way. Let the course of it take its own path. So I just want to bless the church this morning, Pastor, every family, every child, every mother, every father. We're going to be leaving God for the destiny of every one of these children. That's the next generation. And it ties into where I'm at here this morning, because I know next week is Father's Day, but I kind of want to introduce something to you men, and especially I'd love you to be with me tonight to hear some of the other aspects, because I believe it's a time, men, for us to rise up in prayer because of what is happening around us. Let me just highlight this with you. There are three areas of warfare. I'll just go quickly here because we'll work our way through it this weekend, next weekend, tonight. There are three areas of warfare, and this generation coming up are facing battles that I didn't have to face. Most of us didn't have to face. But there's a real battle going on over the lives of these children, and there's a battle for their destiny. Now let me give you these three areas. The enemy, Satan, he fought God for position. Now let me read this to you. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12. How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? Isaiah 14. How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations? Now I'll come back to that. You who weakened the nations. The reason I'll come back is for this. Just go ahead. He fights humanity for souls. The devil doesn't want this morning. He doesn't want the destiny of these children, the next generation, to be serving God. That's for sure. We go through a battle. He fights the church. He fights the church for power. He wants control of the church. How does he do that? You who weakened the nations. A church becomes weakened. Now listen to me, men. Now if you think it's sexist, well, that's fine. Talk to me later. Men, we have got to take authority with God against this enemy. Not a matter of how I feel or what I think or what I should do or what I shouldn't do. We've got to take authority in prayer. Now, I'll come to something interesting in prayer in regards to how it functions. Do your prayers get answered? Does God hear it? Do some of them get answered, some of them in the back burner, some of them get burnt, some a waste of time? What's the point? Well, let's watch this. Just go ahead. There is a personal battle that's taking place today. A personal battle for individuals and individuals' lives. I deal with people, and what I do, I work with people of all walks of life, from the prince to the pauper. There is a battle that's going on in their lives, such as I have not recognized in many areas. A lot of things you can say, well, that ticks the boxes. That's a horrible thing. You don't tick boxes with people. But there is a personal battle over lives. And also that leads you then into a national battle. When men are not praying, there's a personal weakness in society that leads to a national battle. What happens then after a national battle? There is a global battle. The church is fighting its way through many, many areas today that we need to take authority in personally. I love this nation. And I trust that those that you have come here from other nations, that you will fall in love with the nation. Now, the Irish people are different, okay? They're different. And that goes back into history. The European church, going back in history, will tell you that. That they owe their foundation to much of what happened through the saints and the scholars, as they were called, going from here to Europe. If you read our history. So I feel there is a personal responsibility, man, to rise up at once again. There are four secrets of answered prayer. Now just listen to me first. There are four secrets that open up regarding answered prayer. And if you catch a hold of this, you will begin to understand how you have been weakened. The word weakened there that's used is where we get the English word disabled from. The way the word is written and it translates into the Latin, and it works, it's translated, you're being disabled. Now, we classify disabled people that are not able to function with a limb or something that's happened in their lives, and they need assistance. The word disabled that's used here regarding being weakened is, men, we are being disabled. We're not moving at full strength. We're not functioning as men who really want God to come and answer prayer. Now, leading up this week into Father's Day, let's just say I'm going to speak to you as men. You look at the lives of men today. Their stability has been affected. A cosmic power. A weakening. I work with it. I work with men who are very, very intelligent men as regarding their qualifications, what they do, and they phone me about something that's happened over the years because of my years of working with various things, and I ask them, why did you do that? And there's a silence. They say, well, I thought it was a good idea at the time. At the time. I said, you're an intelligent man. Did you not realize by doing that, this would happen? He said, well, I thought I could get around it. That's the weakening. You can't get around it. If you violate the word of God, this won't come into being. Let me open it up with you. Just let me open this up. The first thing you need to learn to do is to please God. Just to please God. Let me read it to you. 1 John chapter 3. That's over near the end of the scriptures. 1 John chapter 3, verses 21 through 20 through 22. Here is what it says. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. You take what John has written here. He's writing regarding the deceptions of the last day. We listen to lies. We listen to lies. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, it says, "Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him." In 1 John 3, it says, if you're listening to lies, this won't happen. You will not please God. We look at Europe today. Inflation. The instability. Is the nation being disabled? Our economy being disabled? Government being disabled? Look at the way our representatives, our Taoiseach, our president, not just in Ireland, but of the nations, look at the way they're treated on television. Our elected members of the government. No respect, no honor, no dignity, yet we elect them. We put them in and tear them apart. That's a sign of being disabled. Why? I don't know what I want. And when I get it, I don't know if that's really what I wanted in the first place. That's a disabled nation. We're not thankful for the fact that we have freedom. Look what's happening in Europe. Freedom being taken. That's in the past few months. Look at the dispersion of a nation in a few months. Well, that would never happen here, Pastor. Have you ever read our history? We'll not go into it. Don't take things for granted. Men, listen to me. You take 4 minutes every day. And tonight I will open this up further with you. And I want to pray with you, men. Show up tonight. Okay? I'm not inviting you. I'm just telling you. Show up. And let me pray with you. I want to put strength into your life, to your home, to your destiny, to your mind. This has become a playground of Lucifer. That's the only time Lucifer is used in the Bible. If you go over into Revelation chapter 12, it speaks of the powers. There is a war in heaven. It doesn't begin on earth. It begins out on the cosmic powers. That's how the satanic world works. It takes authority because we've been weakened. We're disabled. Move in. Move in. Satan informs the little minions and the demons, move in. Bring disruption. Bring division. Bring backsliding. Bring anger. Bring bitterness. Bring confusion. Get it all going. Get it all moving. Because you're intelligent doesn't mean you're wise. Because you have degrees behind your name doesn't make you a wise person. I have degrees in the understanding of the structure of this book. It doesn't give me the wisdom and the understanding of the author of the book. That you have to come into. You have to take authority in God. Give me a couple more minutes and I'm going to pray. We need to pray for these children, for their well-being in our school. Our school. Many of our children, I talked to a man this week, and he was telling me his story, not a Christian man at all. You'd known that by his language and by his manner. A lovely guy. And he was telling me about what's taking place in the school in Ireland. He said, I'm frightened. I'm frightened for my children. One of his daughters tried to take her life just recently. Frightened of leaving certificate. That's what happens now. I'm not going to do it. I'll just take my life. That's a weakened nation. That's not good, I said. And I spoke to him about certain things. He asked me about certain things. And I told him answers. He says, that sounds right. I said, the reason is because it is right. I didn't want to get into a biblical thing that was going to shut me off. But I spoke to him, and the man opened his heart. That's what's out there. That is what's going on. He told me the whole story. I said, what's your daughter's name? Gave me her name. I texted him 2 days later to see how his daughter was. He was overwhelmed. I said, I'm praying for her. That was an open door. That's what's out there. Weakened people, disabled, intelligent people, capable, wife, a very highly, high-powered job. We need God. He knows I'm praying. I'm driving down here this morning. Came into Tipperary, the roundabout, Circle K Rest, filling station. Came around the roundabout, came down onto the road, just next to turn into Tipperary town. Here is this girl, in the middle of the road, beautiful young lady, blood pouring out of her. Jumping up and down, I jumped on the brakes. She came round the passenger side. She says, can you help me? Can you help me? I've just been beaten up. I said, stay there. Don't move. Do I get the guard? She says, please don't leave me. I said, I've got to get the guard. And just in a matter of moments, I got the police car was coming. Flashed the lights. Got in me. Says, sir, can you help this woman up? He said, we just got a phone call. He says, thank you, sir, for stopping with her. Can we find out what's happened? That's this morning. At 8 o'clock, somebody just took it, a notion, whatever, just beat her up. Blood was pouring. Beautiful young lady. I'd say maybe 25, maybe 30. Our women have to be safe on the streets. They have to be safe. You have to be men, take responsibility. 7:30 tonight. I'll take you through some of this. Then you go home. You go home, man. And you pray. I don't want you to be disabled. I want you to function as man of God. You take authority, because when you take authority, when you cry out to God, He will answer. He will answer. I've watched God answer prayer for me in my life. If I were to tell you, you would say, oh, then you know me. That is not true. I'm telling you, I've watched God do things for me that were utterly impossible in the natural. Man, He wants to do it for you. Before we do any more, men, I want all the men to stand first. Ladies, you remain seated. All the men to stand first, please. Quickly, stand to your feet. I want to pray with you. And I want to ask God to strengthen you, not to have you weakened by Lucifer, son of the morning, who fell. He fell. I don't want you falling. I want you to become strong men of God who understand the times, like the men of Issachar, speaks in the Old Testament. Do you understand what we've shared this morning, personally, nationally, globally? We're in a battle. The money in your pocket is going faster than you can calculate. Lord, I pray for these men. I pray for every man in this building, from the youngest man right through. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, they will take authority in their personal life. They will spend 4 minutes each day with you. If they can take more, praise the Lord. But I've got a starting point, because we're weakened. And call out to God and say, God, guide me, lead me, direct me, and bless these children in this house. Bless my wife, bless my home, bless my family, bless my future. Bless, Lord God Almighty, bless the government. Let me tell you, you'll not be long chewing up 4 minutes. Just ask God to bless. We'll come to your personal needs later. That's a sign of complete weakness, when it's me, 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 me. No. Think of others, 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 others. Think of our land. Think of these children. Be man. Be man. Lord, I pray right now, in the name of Jesus, that we will see a house filled with men of God who will know their destiny, know their purpose, and know that God has a plan to fulfill in their lives. And man, let me share this with you. When you start praying in sincerity and you begin to please God, you watch what will start happening. Bless you. See you tonight. Thank you.